A life devoted to whaling and land rights has come to an end. Charles Etook Edwardson passed away in the place he loved best, a whale camp. Edwardson was an outspoken activist who fought against the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act because he believed the Inupiaq people of the North should control the land and resources of the Arctic. He was born in Barrow and was the oldest of 14 children. His sister, Beverly Hugo, says he fought for modern services for his people after seeing running water and flush toilets at boarding school. She says even as a child, he was strong-willed, stowing away on his grandfather's whaling boat when he was only 5 years old.
He did hide and got into Grandpa's boat. And when Grandpa Ned Nusanginya realized that his grandson was not going to be denied, he gave him the task of throwing the float after the shoulder gun person have shot the whale and the harpooner has sent the harpoon off. And Etook's job as a little boy was to throw the float out.
He also inspired a lot of young Alaska Natives over many, many decades. Lots of them went on to be politically active, worked on the Claims Settlement Act. What do you think would be different today about the settlement if he hadn't been so vocal and persistent and helped sort of push others into that activism as well?
Well, I think we would have been treated just like the other indigenous people in the world, that we're expendable, we don't count, we're insignificant. But our brother thought otherwise. He said, it's our Aboriginal right, our sovereign right to be the people our Creator meant us to be and to enjoy life to the fullest as such a people.
Beverly, when you think about your brother, what stands out the most? What would you want others to know about him and his life?
Well, I think that he was a principle-based person. Money was come and go, but your principles and your integrity that govern your life and being honest and truthful were his highest characteristics of his life, you know. But as a people, he wanted the Circumpolar people to be a republic of the Arctic. That was his goal, to be a self-governance in the Republic of the Arctic. But we would have had to secede from the Union. But that was his lofty goal.
Beverly says her mother loved to sew traditional clothing for her oldest son. She says when her mom was dying, her brother got his parka wet on a hunting trip, and her mom worried about who would care for him after she was gone.
As she was working on the parka, she sang, Inyong, inyong. She saying, my beloved son, who is going to sew for you? That really pierced my heart. And then I told mom, Mama, we know how to sew. We will sew for him. It's all right. We're going to be all right. That's what I told our mother. Because she was worried that Etook couldn't be dressed warm. But I did make him a furry parka. And he was warm. He was wearing it when he passed. So that's the legacy and the memories we have of our brother.
Beverly Hugo is a younger sister of the late Charles Etook Edwardson, who died on May 8th. She says, as he requested, there will be a political rally instead of a memorial service in his honor. That rally will happen on Saturday in Barrow.